Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Marjorie O'Quinn of Fort Pierce is 100 years old. She and her parents moved down from New Hampshire in 1924. They had attached a tent to the running board of their Model T so they could camp out on the trip south despite the weather. One night in particular was very cold.
In the morning when we got up, the tent was frozen. It was pretty hard to pack up again.
Mrs. O'Quinn's father found work at East Coast Lumber. He also was a musician who had been a bugler during World War I. In Fort Pierce, he played the cornet in the town's band. Just about everybody in town went to the Sunday afternoon concerts.
My mother used to not go when my father was playing a solo. You know, those high notes are hard to hit, but he hit them all. When I came to Fort Pierce, all the high school kids danced. I didn't know how. Two of the girls taught me how to dance. The boys were good, but we didn't do the cha-cha, nothing difficult. The boys each had their own way of dancing, and you followed. That was all there was to it.
Now, it was you and your parents. Did you have any brothers and sisters?
No, I'm an only child, which is good.
How come?
I used to read all the time. I had a grandmother that had taught me how to read and write at an early age. I never realized what a wonderful job she did helping me until it was too late to say thank you. It dawned on me one day that she was the one that gave me my start.
Did you learn skills like cooking and that type of thing?
No, when I got married, I couldn't cook at all.
You learned, right?
Yeah, I sure did. I learned to cook and I learned to sew. I used to sew a million miles.
Mrs. O'Quinn and her late husband, Osborne, had the Dodge dealership in Fort Pierce. They owned O'Quinn Motor Company.
This man wanted a used car real bad. So my husband went to his house. He had a Singer sewing machine wrapped in a blanket. He said he had bought it thinking his wife would learn to sew, and she didn't. So they traded. I got the Singer sewing machine, and they got the used car. And I really made use of that sewing machine. It was so good. That was such a good machine.
Was it electric?
No. I pedaled a lot of miles, but it was not difficult to do. I mean, you didn't get tired pedaling the sewing machine. Just an easy thing.
Did you make clothes for everybody in your family?
I finally got so I made everything we wore, practically. Men got to wearing sports shirts. Before that, they always wore the stiff collar and the four in hand. But they started wearing sports shirts, and you could make them. They were easy to make. Material was plentiful. The most beautiful cotton material, it was 19 cents a yard.
You're 100. What do you attribute your long life to?
I always said square dancing. I love square dancing, and it is very, very fast and furious. When you've spent an evening square dancing, you've moved. Square dancing is so much fun, and there are not many young people going for it.
But exercise, mainly dancing, has kept you going.
You know, when the commercials began to get longer and longer, I would be looking at television, and when they came to the commercials, I would go out and run around the house twice. I used to get up early and go over to the track over at the school and walk a couple miles and be home by 7 o'clock. I didn't think much about it. I just went for a walk. I didn't think anything.
It just made you feel good, right?
Right. I don't know why I ran around the house. Nobody ever told me to.
You didn't want to hear those commercials, for one thing. Do you get a little bit of exercise these days, Miss O'Quinn?
I walk on my walker every chance I get.
Marjorie O'Quinn of Fort Pierce is 100 years old. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.